And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show Show with Jackson Burns.
Good morning. Hi, it's Jackson with The Greg Hill Post Show Show, and today was a red-letter day, I would say, so to speak, in my career at least. So, I don't want to blow this too out of proportion, but I feel like I'm a part of the team now because Greg Hill gave me his cell phone number. Laugh as you will, or you would, but that's a big deal. Although, all right, let me start this over. Let me tell you the story about it. So he came into my studio. I work for the show. I'm a production guy, and he wanted me to get some audio for him. So he asked for the audio, and he had the link on his phone, and I was trying to get the link. It was about the volleyball player today that we talked about, the volleyball player who jumped on the table. It was a link on his phone, and her name was very long and hard to spell, and so I couldn't find it immediately on Google, but he needed it pretty much right away. And so I was like, all right, why don't you just email me? He's like, no, just give me a number. So I gave my number, but so it was in a frustrating manner on his part that he gave me his number, but he gave me his number, which means I am in the circle of trust, as we would say, I think. Am I? I mean, does that mean I'm in the circle of trust? I can't really tell. I say that with hope, and because I want to be part of the team, and I love making fun radio with them. Hopefully this isn't a big mistake to admit this, but I think I'm in the circle of trust. The second thing that I wanted to talk about was, and I guess I already gave it away in the video part of this podcast, is that I am nominating Greg Hill for the Radio Hall of Fame. Please, please, hold your applause, please. So he's already a Marconi winner, which makes us all proud. It's our Marconi. Curtis's and Chimes and Kogo's and Wiggy's and LB's and Mike Shoes and everybody else's Marconi. But the Radio Hall of Fame would be very much Greg only. And I think he needs that solo recognition. Not for his ego, but for posterity. And for his legend, because he's legendary and has been around for a long time in the Boston radio scene and raised a lot of money for charity and done a lot of good things and a lot of good radio. And so I am personally nominating him for the Radio Hall of Fame. They solicit these, you know, radio guys for nominations. And so I figure, you know, I'll use my place in the business to do that. And so we'll see what happens. But go to the Radio Hall of Fame, you know, Google it, and maybe you can nominate him too as a fan. I'm not quite sure, but that'd be cool, because then I'd be working for a Radio Hall of Famer. And in the circle of trust of a Radio Hall of Famer, perhaps. All right, well, like, subscribe, download, please. Go to the, just check out the Greg Hill Post Show, wherever you get your podcasts, and download it, and listen to it. Or download it, hit play, put your phone down, and walk away. Either way, it would be good for me. Thank you. Goodbye.